Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie bonus.
I guess, yeah, bonus, sort of. It's a, yes, bonus, but.
This is a bonus for all.
It's a bonus for all.
Bonus for all.
Who are we?
We are.
We got to tell them.
Okay, welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies.
Yes, we do.
I am your host. I am Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and welcome to our weird, twisted game.
Our own created hell. So
yes.
We always watch movies, and this week what we wanted to do is, one, introduce you to a delightful board game that I invented.
Yes,
and
fun.
We play it on our Patreon, patreon.com/yougethigold. I think this is a fun game, and instead of watching a movie, we're going to do something different this week, and we are going to use our creative energy, James.
Yes, to make our own.
We're going
to
make our own goddamn movies.
This is fun, other than the,
this
I'm suffering through Mamma Mia sequels, which is not fun.
We are watching that first one.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Please don't make me.
We have to.
Don't everybody help. Help.
No.
Help. Please, everybody, help me. I'm pleading. I beg of you.
James.
Everyone, help.
Do you understand?
I can't do it.
They understand. They will not help you because we will be watching Mamma Mia, the first one. I make the rules around here. That's what's happening. We're playing Make Your Own Rom-Com today.
I'll leave the potted plant on the windowsill if it's safe to rescue me. If not, then I'm trapped.
Good luck getting past Benny or Frankie.
Oh, no. Help me.
And he's tall, so you have to bring another person if you're going to...
Okay.
You have to bring a buddy.
Fine.
See if you can find your Angelo Buono. Oh, no. What's his name?
Which one? Angelo Bono is...
Angelo Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kenny Bianchi.
And Kenny Bianchi.
Yeah.
Maybe see if you can find your perfect match that can drag James out of your house.
Maybe.
You deranged lunatics. Okay.
I want to make a
Speaking
movie.
Speaking of deranged lunatics, we are going to play Make Your Own Rom-Com.
Yeah.
So it is an actual board game that I invented. And this is based on movies that we have already seen or...
You can't get it or anything. We're not selling you this. This isn't like a...
Not yet.
But I'm saying this isn't like an infomercial or anything. This is...
No, I'm just going over the rules, James.
This is just for... we have this.
So okay.
You can't like...
So...
We're not saying, hey, we're doing this, so you'll buy it. This isn't like a merch pitch or anything.
No.
Yeah.
So this... what you do is you roll a dice. And this is... These are based on... And these are characters and all this stuff. Movies that we've already seen.
Yeah.
Or are like, you know, maybe had on the schedule to see, to watch, and then we never did it, and then I accidentally put their names in there. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's
mostly
all...
Mostly ones we've seen.
This is all based on movies that we've seen.
Yeah.
Okay, so you roll the dice and choose who you are as a leading character.
Yes. Are you...
And then... You choose your job because, of course, you know that
crazy phony.
You always have.
Some sort of magazine editor.
Yeah.
The jobs that we've taken from all the characters that are leads in these movies.
So you choose whether you as the leading character is a man or a woman. And then so after you choose who you are and what your job is.
These are chosen at random, by the way. You're not choosing yourself. There's a stack of cards you choose from. So you're not like, this isn't.
So
like
you roll the dice, choose who you are. Then you have to pick a name out of the deck. Okay, so this is who you are. It's been given to you.
You are Parton or you are.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And then you choose your love interest. No one's that lucky. Then you choose your love interest. And then you choose your love interest's job.
Yes, because that's always important too.
Yes, because whatever they do is very important.
Yeah.
You have to pick where you live. There's, like I said, there's a stack of cards and all that stuff. And you have to pick an obstacle to overcome, like self-esteem or stage fright.
Again,
or
all from the movies we've seen.
And then once you have all of that, then we have to roll a dice to let us know if we leave this story as is or if you need to add a plot twist.
Oh, no. And the plot twist is
then,
rough.
If you get a plot twist, sometimes the plot twists are helpful.
Sometimes it could be helpful. But when you throw a decade in there, then it's like, shit, now it's all
so
in the 60s.
So you can either get a plot twist where you add one of the, you know, already... Yeah.
My guy was an IT man. This sucks.
The already present...
Yeah.
You know, parts of the game, who you are, what your job is, where you live, or what your obstacle is. So you can, if you get plot twists, you can either pick one of the plot twists or you're tasked to put a decade. So you might get the 1960s or you're a cab driver and somebody has to be a mermaid like James had to do one
time. That was amazing.
Do these directions sound really like thorough? Is that confusing?
I don't think we need to know it all up front. We can go as we go.
I want to know, gentle listener, as a listener, do you find this helpful? Because I'm not good at explaining things. James.
You're fine. All right. What do we got?
Since I was a coach for many years. Okay. Since... We are going to be playing this wonderful game, and I am the inventor. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to go first. So please, if you would, James, roll the dice.
Okay, here we go.
Let us begin.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to see if I'm a man or a lady here.
Oh,
I am a lady.
He's abroad.
I'm abroad.
All right, so choose.
Wonderful. Let's see what we got here. What can
choose
I pick?
Which lady
do
you
I have
are?
To pick from the top, or can I like
can
do like
just
a card?
Choose out of the pile.
Okay, I'm gonna do like a spread out card thing, and I'm gonna pick. Boom! I am Christina Aguilera.
Oh, congratulations!
There.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Cher, please help me.
All right.
There, I'm Christina Aguilera. She's only been in one of our movies. Some of these, be like, if you get Heigl, you got to pick like which Heigl.
Now you have to pick what you do, Christina Aguilera.
All right, what does Christina Aguilera do? Let's see what she does. I really hope she's like a, you know, like a kickboxer or something, because that would be hilarious.
High school teacher,
Christina Aguilera. She's a gold digger. Well,
all right.
You know what? That seems reasonable, I guess.
So now you need to choose your
love
interest.
That's from that Sigourney Weaver movie. That's right. They were. Yeah.
Okay. So now you need to choose your love interest. Which
is that
man?
This pile?
No, that's the. That's
I need the blue pile.
Yes.
Okay. The blue pile for guys. All right. I got you what you're saying here. Okay. Let's see. Who am I going to choose? Who?
This is the colors. The color coding is only for my own memory.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
This way I know which card pile is what.
Boom. Jason Bateman.
Oh, yes.
Which is
okay. That's a stellar love interest.
An interesting love interest.
And then let's see who you want to get dirty with and what his job is. So.
Okay, so my love interest.
Dirty.
And his job is, he better be rich if I'm a gold digger, or else this plot's going to be twisted, man.
That's what your obstacle will be to overcome.
He's an art teacher. Oh, he makes like fucking 14 grand a year. He's in
deep
shit.
The green pile, choose your location.
All right, where am I?
Where does this movie take place?
Where am I trying to get money from Jason Bateman while singing?
Oof, if it's like, I wonder if it's going to be like Idaho.
Boom. San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. We can see the cable cars and I see a bridge.
All right.
It's good stuff.
And then let's choose your obstacle to overcome.
Okay. Well, I see an obstacle already here. So this will be a second obstacle. That's what this is going to be. So this is good. This is an extra knife in the side here. I like
it. Choose.
I'm picking.
Your damn obstacle.
Bad timing.
Yes.
That's a weird one. Okay.
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 Now, the evil dice.
Oh, shit. All right. Here we go.
Let's see if James needs to keep this as is or if he should add a plot twist. Oh, as is.
Oh, man. All right.
You lucky dog. All right, James.
I can almost use a plot twist here.
All right, James, who are you? Tell me about who you are as a person and what you do for money.
Okay, I'm Christina Aguilera.
Hello, Christina.
I assume because she's not a very good actress, so if you're going to put Christina Aguilera in a movie, you're going to just make her sing shit, all right?
Right.
So, because she's good at that. That's, you know, you can't argue that.
She or you?
I mean,
because you are the leading character.
Yeah, but I am Christina Aguilera. Oh,
obviously.
You put a Christina Aguilera mask on me and all of a sudden I can sing like an angel. So anyway,
okay.
I'm Christina Aguilera. I am, you know what? I'm going to do a continuation since it doesn't really, I'm a gold digger. So really I could be doing anything.
Just give me
I could be doing anything. So I am going to almost continue Christina Aguilera's, what the hell's the name of that movie?
You just need to tell us who you are, who your love interest is. You need to walk me through your movie.
Oh, okay.
And then you
okay.
tell me what your movie is. Like, you never played this before.
Okay. I am Christina Aguilera. I am a gold digger.
Yes.
As my profession, as that's what I would put on my taxes.
Okay.
I'm somehow going to end up with Jason Bateman, who is an art teacher in San Francisco, which is where I am as well.
Okay.
Because that's where we both are. And the problem is bad timing, which is pretty
bad
fucking...
Bad timing for gold digging, because he's an art teacher.
Pretty fucking vague, basically. Yeah. So I got to figure out how to work bad timing into this, because that could really be anything, and that could work to my advantage. That's the thing. Sometimes when things are very specific, it's helpful, because it just makes it easy. And sometimes you're like, well, shit, how do I do that?
For the folks just joining us, this is James's way of... avoiding. This
no,
is his
I'm explaining
behavior,
as I go through.
Because he doesn't want to do this.
I have to think of a whole movie, so I can't just sit here. Hold on. Give me a minute. That's not a show. So I'm walking you through my goddamn thought process here. So, okay. Now, I'm Christina Aguilera. I assume at the end of this film, the lesson I'm going to learn, because it's a film, everybody. The lesson I'm going to learn... from Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Because he's an art teacher. He doesn't have money to gold dig.
No. Or you don't know.
Well, that's the thing here. I have something. The lesson I'm going to learn is maybe love's a little more important than money. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right? You know what I mean. So that's what's going to happen here. All right. So Christina Aguilera, here I am. Okay. Picture me.
Wait, early 2000s Christina or what?
I mean, she's in a movie, so yeah. Okay. When the fuck is Christina Aguilera in movies since the early
2000s? No, I just mean like 1999 or like what?
Whatever Burlesque was. Because
okay,
I feel
okay,
like this
okay.
is like right after Burlesque. I feel like somehow Cher screwed her over and she left there and she's just singing down the street.
I don't know. Maybe you wanted like the crisscross zigzag part that Christina Aguilera had going on, or you wanted like the red and black extensions.
I
don't know.
I was just trying
to figure out what I think Burlesque. That's a good.
I don't know all the stages of Christina. That's all I can really.
Well, you should get educated because you are Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that's true. I should know more about myself.
Hold
on. I'm going to go to therapy for a while. I'll be back.
Okay.
So Christina here.
Yeah.
She's a gold digger.
Yes.
So I feel like she's using her voice because this is really what she's got in life. You know, obviously, Jesus. So she can sing. That's one thing. So she's using this voice. She's singing in another place. She's left Cher behind. Now she's starting over. She's singing in some place, right? Jason Bateman's an art teacher. Okay, now there he is. I just slapped him. There's Jason Bateman. He's teaching art. Okay.
I just don't know what that was.
I don't either.
It didn't seem to fit anywhere. Jason Bateman's an art teacher.
Boom. Take that, Jason Bateman. If you don't know, I slapped the Jason Bateman card just to let him know that I was in control of him.
That's who you are.
Jason Bateman, I have dominion over you. There you are. You are an art teacher. Take that.
I am Christina Aguilera, and you are an art teacher.
You are an art teacher. Hello, I am Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
I would like to take your art class. So this is in San Francisco. Jason Bateman, though. Jason Bateman, this isn't an adult art. He teaches children. It's a children's art class. He teaches in a school, so he's like a public school teacher.
Plus, you know, Jason Bateman plus little kids is hilarious.
He's going to be funny talking to them when he's like, I don't understand. Yeah, he's going to talk like an adult, and they're going to speak like kids. And it's going
to
be.
He's going to be like, do you think it's appropriate to draw that on your art project?
It's going to be very humorous.
Yeah.
So,
tons of room for it.
He likes kids, and, you know, he wants to be. I'm making Jason Bateman a dork here. I don't think he's
always a dork.
Yeah. But, I mean, an art teacher, you could go like hippy-dippy with an art teacher in terms of. Yeah, but you could make him like more of like a just more of a granola-y kind of guy that I'm not making
saying.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah,
no matter
like
what,
the Denver Airport. Yeah,
exactly. He could be the Denver Airport in a person.
How much trail mix can people look like they eat?
How much beige and trail mix can you mix into one thing? Everybody's wearing beige and green and eating trail mix. So anyway, we love Denver. Don't get me wrong, but it's we just noticed the airport's a very
so much
strange
trail
place.
Mix.
So yeah, Jason Bateman though, I'm thinking he's a dork.
Yeah.
I always see him like he can't he can't be like hippie-ish is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, no.
He's got to have like a dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up
yeah.
and, you know, maybe a tie on loose or something like.
Definitely a loose tie.
Yeah, like Michael Bluth. It's
yes.
just, that's the ultimate Jason Bateman character.
The most lovable.
So, okay. That's the kind of art teacher he is. And he's like, oh, kids, he wants a family someday, Jason Bateman. That's all he really wants someday is a family.
Wow, know? We're just getting right into it with this movie.
Christina Aguilera has no interest in that.
Is
She's
like,
just looking for money.
How long is this movie?
It's an hour 35. I'm going to get
wow,
people out
okay,
on time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not going to, what are we, it's not like The Godfather here. So, anyway. Christina Aguilera, okay, she has a nephew.
Yeah.
Okay, she has a nephew. It's like her sister's kid or some shit, all right? So she begrudgingly picks the kid up. This is, by the way, I feel like her character, they're going to make her kind of shitty because she's going to have like a big redemption of not being an asshole at the end. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah, her like save the cat moment is going to be that she's like, fine, I'll take the kid to school. You know
yeah.
what I mean? If you're that busy.
And I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, fine. You have to take your husband to his chemo. I guess I'll take the kid to school or some fucking grumpy shit like that. You know what I mean?
Fine. If you take your husband to chemo.
Fine. I guess if his cancer won't go away, I'll take the kid to school, whatever. Just this once, though. So... You know, because that's what they do in these movies. They'll make like the...
Yeah, this person is a
yeah.
fucking jerk. And
yeah.
then you're like supposed to like them for some reason. You're like,
that's
no, they're
saying.
Still an asshole.
Yeah. And they do. It's so funny. And then the person that they like will either... They're either perfect angel or complete jerk. And then the person they like is either a perfect angel or a complete jerk. But
right.
you can't have it both ways. So, okay. Now, when she takes the kid to school, she's eyeballing, because it's San Francisco, there's some, you know, there's some richer people, too.
Yeah.
It's a wealthy town. So she's eyeballing, like, you know, she's looking in, like, high-dollar cars, like, there must be, is there a dad in there? Maybe a single dad with some hot shit car or something like that. She's looking at that. So anyway, Jason Bateman runs into the kid outside of school, and that's Jason Bateman's, you know, teaching
right.
art to the kid. So he's like, hey, buddy, what's happening? And, like, gives him, like, a high five. And the kid's like, oh, do you know my aunt, whatever? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, she ignores him. Like, yeah, I don't give a shit about this guy.
Right.
Yeah, you look at him.
Well, yeah, of course.
He's wearing pants from Target. I have
yeah.
no interest in this guy.
I'm not talking to a man that's wearing $20 khakis.
He's got paint on his shoes. I have no interest in this man.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, anyway, and I, by the way, I picture Jason Bateman teaching art like the anal retentive chef, the Phil Hartman
yeah.
character on SNL.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
yeah.
okay, everyone's got their paper bag. Now take your brush that's dirty, put it in there, fold it over three times.
Yeah.
Seal
exactly,
it, staple it,
yeah.
put it in the trash, kids. Okay.
That's exactly how I think that he would be.
Very clean. No one would have paint on them.
Yeah. And then he goes home and he has like no furniture.
Yeah, that's just for some weird effect. I want to see a movie where Jason Bateman is like a serious, like a Dexter character. Like he's just super nice and then he's just fucking deranged. That's what I want to see. But like nice still, not like Dexter, but like really polite still when he's talking to
I
people.
I think that Ozark places, that show is like that.
Okay. Is he like, but I want it to be like... I
think
want it
it's
to
like
have
Breaking
like the,
Bad, but like it's Ozark.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want it to be like an action. I want it to be like psychological, like Dexter. Dexter
well, we
was
don't know.
More
we
of a
should
psychological
watch this.
Thing.
Anyway,
maybe
okay. you're getting sidetracked.
This
is a
true.
Good movie.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So anyway, she's not interested in him. The kid, though, is trying to make this introduction because she's a kid, and kids are excited about, you know, hey, this is my teacher. I want him to meet my aunt. This is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I like both these people.
Yeah, and
nice.
My aunt's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. So anyway... They meet or whatever, and like I said, she's rude to him.
Yeah,
she walks away. All right. So anyway, the sister's husband's cancer apparently just really takes a turn for the worse.
Wow.
Over the course of the first day, I mean, we're talking. It's he went in there, and they just were like, wow, it's 10 times worse than it was this morning. Okay, we're gonna have to.
If this is your first time hearing this, I cannot tell you. James's movies. The movies that he thinks happen.
They're always
so tragic. And
there's
dark.
A lot of violence and things. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. So.
And then that part is the most descriptive part of the movie. Usually this cancer is so violent, it's just really taking its toll.
I mean, 8 hours. It just... stole him away.
Okay.
So he's really not doing so great. So the sister says, look, you gotta pick the kid up from school. I got nobody else. You know. He's got all sorts of
Wait,
shit
this
now.
This is only one day.
This is the first day. It's the first day. No.
It's
very aggressive in one day. It's much worse than they thought.
She really does not want to inconvenience her sister, Christina Aguilera.
No, Christina Aguilera, the thing is, I work at night is the problem. I'm singing and stuff like that, so I got to pick this kid up. I got to drop this kid off. I'm like, oh, I'm
fucking
tired.
But you're also gold digging.
And I'm trying to gold dig. That's the other thing. I'm busy, you know? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I going to do with the school?
Yeah.
So anyway, she goes to pick the kid up at the school.
Yeah.
And she picks him up and she's walking away. And he runs up, Jason Bateman over here, because, you know, Christina Aguilera.
He is an art teacher.
Jason Bateman, the art teacher from San Francisco. He runs up to give the kid, oh, hey, buddy, you forgot this. You left this
number?
In class. It's yeah, but painted like a child with like a little handprint on it. So,
Thank you for going there with me.
It's his phone number and his cock and balls dipped in paint and smeared on it. like that painting that people gave us from the Knoxville Zoo with the tiger paws on.
I don't like it.
Except with Jason Bateman's cock and balls. So he goes, hey, here you go, sweetheart. No, but it's his little, whatever it is, a painting, his little art project. Hey, you forgot this, buddy. Hey, you know, you left in class. You know, you're going to want to give this to your mom. And Christina Aguilera is like, if you, you know, whenever your mom gets home
to
tonight.
To his dad.
Oh, yeah, give this to your dad. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're making this better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made this for his dad.
Because, it's the last thing that he's going
to
see.
Christina Aguilera is like, yeah, well, you know, hopefully we'll be able to give it to his dad soon.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, nothing, buddy. Yeah, go. Come on. We'll be there. And Jason Bateman's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
She's like, his dad is like super cancer. I don't know what it is.
It's really aggressive.
It's like super aggressive and stuff. And you know how it is. Because it's Christina Aguilera. She can't really act very well. So she's going to just be like,
she also needs to like talk really raspy.
It's like super cancer and stuff. And it's going to be,
I don't know.
Like,
my sister's really bumming me out though.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, I got to take care of this kid. Like I'm supposed to cook him dinner tonight. I don't know. Like, and she's very upset. So,
and then she's like, that diner's open.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this kid. Like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, he's a good kid. You know, he'll be fun, you know.
She has to cancel a date with a guy that she's gold digging.
Oh,
because
she's
going to
watch
the kid.
Well, I had something with work planned. But that's, you know, I like this better. Though.
Okay.
Fine. She cancels a gold digging outing. She's got a gold digging outing. It's kind of like going on a clam dig, except it's a gold dig.
Yeah.
She's going out on a gold dig tonight. She has to cancel that out. So anyway, Jason Bateman's like, he's easy, you know, like, he's a good kid and you just do this. And she's like, you know, he's going on telling her, you know, how you watch a kid. And she's like, well, you know, like, you sound like you know what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
Well, why don't you, you know, it sounds like you could probably just help me out and you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So Jason Bateman's looking at her and she's smiling. She knows how to like, you know, pop her cleavage out and shit. And he's like, okay, sure, you know, like, why not? Yeah, okay.
Of course. How is Jason Bateman going to say no to you, Christina Aguilera?
If he did, I would just sing at him. That's the thing. If he was like, I'm busy, I'd be like, you're not busy to be. I'd just sing it out to him, and he'd be like, you know what, you're right. And I think that would work.
Who is this man I see?
Yeah, I would.
Willing to help me babysit my nephew.
It would have been great if it was a niece, though, because that would have rhymed so much better. Babysit my niece. Anyway.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your movie there.
That's what's going on here.
But you're doing it wrong, so.
Now, I'm doing it perfectly fine. Now, she is going to, she's going to meet him, and tonight he's going to come over to her place, and or whatever, the kid's parents' place, whatever the fuck. Yeah, kid's parents' place. We're going with that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So he's going to meet, he's going to help her out watching the kid, and he's like, cool. He's looking at it like, okay, he's getting like spiffied up. She doesn't give a fuck about him whatsoever. She's like doing whatever she's doing. Doesn't give a shit about him.
The kid might as well be sticking a fork in the outlet because she's texting her gold digger boyfriend and is like, I can't go out tonight.
He's like, I'm hungry. She's like, your teacher will be here in a little while to make you some. Don't worry about it. And she's like doing other shit. And he's like, okay. She's like doing makeup and stuff. We have to make her terrible. That's the point. It's got to be real.
She has a lot of growing up to do.
A lot of growing up to do. And that's the thing. So she never wants to give Jason Bateman a chance. She just never wants to give him a chance. He comes over. He helps out.
Wow.
There's a moment in the night. She's ignoring and letting him do. At one moment in the night, he like ensnares her into the fun, and she maybe smiles and she's kind of enjoying it for 2 seconds, but then she's texting again and right back in, and she doesn't give a fuck about him.
Right.
But for 2 seconds, we see a glimpse of it. Just a glimpse.
Wow.
Okay. This goes on. Blah, blah, blah. Cancer's getting way worse. Mom, Christina's really got to step up with the kid here.
Yeah, she really has to help her sister be support. Yeah.
And she's terrible with this kid, too. She just doesn't care. But she's getting better, though, like, in spite of herself. Like, she acts like she's terrible, but she actually is, like, handling shit and knows what she's doing. Like, she's getting better at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, anyway, Jason Bateman's like, you know, hey, you know, well, what's going on? How's it going? You know, do you need any more help? And he's like, you know, like a week's gone by and he hasn't heard from her or anything. And she's like, no, I'm good. I got it under control. And she's like, not even looking at him. She's like on the phone. And he's standing there. And he's like, this is great. And he's like, you want to go out sometime? You know, he gives like, tries to put on like that stupid Jason Bateman charm where he like flips his hair back. And he's like, you know.
Where he acts like, why are we even bothering with the nuisance of, like, let's just be present. Do you want, like, let's just confront the elephant in the room. Do you want to go out sometime?
And then he's like, she's like, huh? And he's like, yeah, you want to go out? And she's like, not really. You know, like, she's not really into it. And he's like, oh. And then that's kind of the end of their little thing for right now. Okay, check this out. Okay, it turns out.
Oh, my God.
In reality.
Oh, no.
Jason Bateman is the heir to a very large family fortune, very old money, and he's kind of gone against all of his family to be an art teacher and all of this. But, on his... I don't know, however old Jason Bateman is in whatever decade this is, his 35th, his 40th, his 45th birthday, whatever the fucking random date is when his trust fund matures and he gets like $500 million or some insane amount of money like that, right?
That's a lot, yeah.
That's a lot about that, right? Yeah, so... Anyway, the word gets around in the PTA meetings because now Christina Aguilera's got to go to that too and all this type of shit. And they're like, did you hear? He got like $500 million and he didn't quit his job. Like, what a fucking idiot.
What is he still doing here?
What a fucking moron.
He'd never see me again.
Yeah. So now she wants to go out with him.
Oh.
Now she's like, hey.
She's got a prayer.
Yeah. Now she's like, what's up? You want, you know, hey, you know what? I thought maybe blah, blah, blah. She's acting like she doesn't know anything about the money, obviously, because he looks the same. It's not like he's like.
Disheveled.
It's not like he's got like a giant gold money sign around his neck now. You know, he looks still got his rolled up sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they go out. They go out and he doesn't get like he's like, what the fuck, man? Like you're coming on a little strong. You know, I like you and I liked you, but like you didn't want to go out with me and now you're coming on all strong. And he's like, is this money? Is you like me because of money? And she's like, no, of course not. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, he's like, yeah, you know what? I'm not comfortable with this. And he takes off.
Wow.
She's rejected. She tried to use all of her wiles against him. So turns out, though, dad's getting worse. Going right downhill. Sister's husband downhill like a motherfucker. She's got to take care of the kid. He's seeing her taking the kid to school. He doesn't come talk to her, doesn't go up and talk to her, but he sees her. He's like, oh, look at that. She's like wiping his nose at one point, being like fixing his hair. He's like, look at this, you know. Yeah, look at that. She's learning, you know, doing all this shit, right? Then father dies. Dead. Dead.
Oh my god.
Super dead.
Oh my god.
Super dead. Okay. Dead as a doornail. Done, this guy.
Oh my god. Something inappropriate is gonna happen at this funeral, isn't it?
Maybe.
Oh no.
So he's super dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Bateman comes to the funeral because it's like a small school. It's a small community. And so he's like, oh, I feel like all the kids teach. Everybody's there, you know, all the PTA people. So anyway, they're all there, and Christina's there, and he's there, and she sees that, like, Christina is, like, the mother's, like, obviously very sad. Christina's helping out with the kid, and he's like, oh, maybe she's not so bad. Maybe I sold her a little short, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he goes up, and he's like, hey. She's like, hey, you know what I mean? And then they end up going out.
Yeah.
Okay? They go out, and then on their second date, he reveals that he, too, has a very aggressive form of cancer.
Wow.
And he's dead by the end of the movie. And Christina, though, they have a quickie marriage because he has no relatives and she inherits $500 million.
And that's, wow.
And that's, well, the end of the movie.
Way to go.
So there you go. In the end, she gets exactly what she wants. And so does Jason Bateman because he had companionship right up to the end.
Right up to the end.
Which is what he wanted. So that's the movie. Thank you very much.
Okay, so James, let me ask you, how much do you think that the studio is going to give you as a budget for that movie?
It's going to have to be a pretty good size, I think. First of all, we're going to need some serious hospital scenes.
What?
Schools, PTA meetings, I'm thinking a lot of extras. I'm thinking about the big scenes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel like there's going to be, I mean, we need at least $50 million because there's nothing crazy. We don't have any explosions or anything, but it's...
How much do you think you're going to gross on this?
I mean, we could probably do pretty well if we market it correctly.
Okay, and then where are you going to market it? You going to put on a podcast ad? What do you got going?
No. This is a modern movie. This is coming out now.
I don't know. Yeah. How are you going to market this?
I don't know how you'd market a Christina Aguilera-led romantic comedy
pretty
with
easily.
Jason Bateman. I think that would be a very hard sell
to
in
a
2021.
Bunch of people my age, you can do it.
Okay,
everybody,
well, there you go.
For the nostalgia factor.
Well, you know what? There you go. Then that's the movie. That's who I'm marketing it to.
There you go.
All right. So that's it.
All right, James. Well
good movie.
Done.
What do you got? Who are you?
All right.
Show me.
I have acquired the dice.
Show
Here
yourself.
I go. We're going to figure out who I am.
Show yourself.
What?
Me.
Oh.
Show yourself.
Okay, who am I? I'm having an existential crisis already. I'm a man.
She's a guy. Look at you.
All right.
Hey, she's got a...
All right, so I have my pile of cards of men, my stack of men.
Well, look at her, a whole stack of guys.
I have a stack of men.
Pick them out.
Okay.
I
hope I get Brendan Fraser.
Who are you?
I got Billy Crystal. Fuck! You're...
All right, Billy Crystal. Look at you.
God damn it.
That's fun, though, because you can do like a Billy Crystal impersonation.
And what do I do?
What does Billy Crystal do? I really
what
hope he's like
I
a florist
do?
Or something.
I am Billy Crystal. Fuck, this sucks. This is not a good person to be right now. No offense, Billy Crystal.
You were in a gold, at least you're not.
Male escort. Oh my God. No.
That's why this game is phenomenal. Because at times, Billy Crystal is a male escort,
you
and it's amazing.
You also might get Dictator Dolly.
I got Dolly being a dictator of Seattle
All right.
one time.
So, who is my love interest?
Who is your God? I hope
lady?
It's somebody who is
who
18
is my
years
Sally?
Old. Please be somebody super young, because that's all. How do you make a male escorting Billy Crystal?
Oh my God, Piper Parabo. How do I get Piper Parabo?
Does she come over with his granddaughter and then...
Okay, that's my love interest. Well, it could be like when Harry Met Sally aged Billy Crystal. It doesn't need to
okay.
be old Billy Crystal.
Well, then Piper Parabo was 4.
No.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Oh my God.
We can slide the eras for both of them
yes.
together. Gotcha. I
you
think
keep
that's...
having difficulty with this. What does Piper Parabo do? I hope that she.
Oh, I hope she's
my
a
granddaughter.
Female escort. That would be wonderful.
I don't think we have female escort.
Escort.
Middle school teacher. Middle school on-air talent. Okay.
That could be anything. That's pretty easy.
I got this already.
Okay.
All right, so where does this movie take place?
Please let it take place somewhere weird.
In like space, made up Eastern European country.
That's a good one, because then you can add in crazy dictators and shit in there. It's fun. Ooh, where are you?
Kevin Costner's house in Half Moon Bay in Northern California.
Yes.
Hell.
Okay, well, that's pretty nice.
Right.
Who the hell? Wow, Billy Crystal's a successful escort.
Obstacles to overcome. Well, he could be traveling in. This is my movie. All right, what obstacle? Fuck. Okay, what
obstacle
do I have besides all of the cards that are on the table with me?
What do you got?
Step siblings. Okay. They don't have to be step siblings.
That's wonderful. How do you mean they don't have to be step? They're step siblings.
No, it just says step siblings, not they are step siblings.
Well, I mean, but that's the obstacle. They're step siblings. That's what's hilarious.
Okay.
Let's see if you... Oh,
I'll see if
God.
I need a plot twist. I can't handle anything
No,
else.
You have a... It's pretty twisted already. Let's see what else you got.
I got as is.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Really,
my God.
You were cooking. To make that in like the 50s or something would have really been golden.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
What do we got here? This is going to be something else.
I am Billy Crystal.
I see that. Hello, Billy. Billy, put it away. I'm not giving you a dollar. Stop it.
Yes, you are, see? Okay, listen. I'm Billy Crystal, and I'm a male escort. Okay?
Yes, yeah, okay.
I'm like 28 years old. Okay.
I don't. Billy Crystal at any age, I don't think, would have probably been a male escort.
Just because you wouldn't hire Billy Crystal doesn't mean that other people wouldn't hire me.
I feel like a group of women would be very disappointed if he walked in and like a
absolutely
at
incorrect.
A bachelorette party.
Incorrect. Okay. My love interest is 28-year-old Piper Perabo because I am Billy Crystal and I am 28.
Oh, okay. So this is like...
I'm assigning this now.
This is like 1977 Billy Crystal, like soap Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Soap Billy Crystal and Coyote Ugly Parabo.
Yes.
Okay.
We live at, okay, this movie takes place mostly in Kevin Costner's house in Half Moon Bay, Northern California. Kevin Costner's fuck pit.
Kevin Costner's Oceanside fuck pit.
Yeah, Oceanside obviously. Fuck pit.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The obstacle that we have to overcome.
Is.
We are step-siblings.
Yes, well,
or,
that's...
I'm trying to decide if we are step-siblings or if step-siblings has to be part of the mix.
I would say, I think the point of that card is
well,
that
this
they're
is
step-siblings.
My movie.
I know, but you wrote the card, but I think...
So I think that this
well,
is...
Well, wait, where did the step-siblings one come from? What movie did that come
what
from?
What do you mean? Clueless.
Clueless. Okay, yeah. Well, they were step-siblings, so there you go.
I know.
That's
what I was trying to decide. If I want to follow the rules of the movie or if I want to follow my heart and my creative energy.
Step-siblings. I think that's what makes it
all
weird.
All right. It doesn't matter because I am Billy Crystal.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, Billy. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
How are you
going
to get Piper Perabo in the sack, Billy?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I don't know if you can pull it off, Billy.
Okay. The movie begins. Me, Billy Crystal.
Hi, Billy.
And I'm out. I'm at a fantastic, lovely...
Oh,
I'm at...
You're out, not your dick.
Not my penis.
You never know. He's a male escort, so...
I'm out on the town. I'm at a gala.
Okay.
Okay, I'm wearing like a suit and tie. Okay.
Okay.
Like a bow tie.
A tuxedo black tie affair.
I look great.
Black tie affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handsome. The drip.
Really?
Do you understand? I'm Billy Crystal.
Wow.
I'm Billy the Drip Crystal.
I don't know how that happened, but sure.
Because I am Billy Crystal.
I guess so.
I look good. So I look great. I have this gorgeous person on my arm. I'm at this party. A bunch of people are talking to me, and they're talking to this woman, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Then we leave this party, this gala, this fundraiser. We get in a limousine.
Oh.
And
we're
sitting in the limousine, and it's quiet, tense Broad's moment
loaded,
between
huh?
us. Okay.
Yeah.
And
she's like, whip it out, Billy.
She said, so I'll drop you off at like whatever. And I go like, yeah, because I have to be funny. So like it has to be like
well,
a quiet
Billy
moment.
Crystal,
and then, yeah, it has to be. So I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, OK. And then like, how should I pay you? And oh, yeah, you can just I do cash check.
OK,
like,
yeah.
That type of thing. And since she's like, OK. And then I take my money and I get out of the limousine and I wave. And she waves.
Oh, wow. It's a real folksy affair.
Like, I'm like a male escort. Like, I'm like, literally, I will escort you places.
Oh,
and just
wow.
I'll be your plus one for, like, busy gals on the go.
Look at this. Okay. So
that, like,
I
they don't have time. Their family's like, I wish that you had time to meet somebody. I'm like handsome enough, but like super funny that
you're
people would be like, wow, I can see why she likes that
you're
guy.
You're very charming.
Yes, I'm very charming.
And personable. Yeah. Yeah, that's
so
important.
So I'm a male escort for busy gals.
Gotcha. Busy gal escort.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not dicking anybody down, though.
No, like I'm the plus one for everybody. Like they're like, I don't want to be embarrassed at my family event. So,
can I make one suggestion? When they're in this limo, this woman
is this a studio note?
I think. Well, it's one like you gave to me. I think maybe this woman should offer him a little extra for a little extra something.
No, no, no. We can't start out.
And Billy Crystal's like, listen, thank you, but it's just not what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he gets out of the car and he waves all friendly and we see, he doesn't.
You know what?
He's not slinging dick
Here's
around.
What I want. I want a montage. I want a montage of me at different galas.
You're going to open with a montage?
Well, it's going to be like a quick one. It's going to be like a weird parallel editing thing where
you
it's like
the same.
You can do
that with the credits too.
Yeah. It's going to be like the opening credits where it's me, I'm in a tuxedo, I'm at different events and I'm being introduced to people with different women.
Okay.
And so you're like, who the fuck is this guy? Is he a womanizer? And then you're like, oh no, he's just and then he's always waving and collecting money and then waving at ladies and bye. And they're like, bye, thanks, see you next time. Like, yeah, I want return customers.
You're going to need to be friendly. You're going to really thrive on word of mouth probably, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm funny, so I'm a very enjoyable man to be with.
So he's not fucking any of these people.
I mean, I at this moment you can't tell, and like it doesn't come up because
it's not a part of on the menu.
No, this is just an expository thing of that he's not a womanizer. He takes women. He helps busy business. It's just explaining
just
who
job.
I am as
hey,
Billy Crystal.
It's just my job.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just my job five days a week.
Yeah, it's just my job five days
a
week.
I'm a rocket man.
Yeah, that's all he is.
I'm a rocket man. Okay.
He's an escort man.
So I'm talking, now I'm Billy Crystal, and like after that opening sequence happens where like we are introduced to me as a male escort.
Yes.
And I am talking, I'm like, I'm over at my mom's house now.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's making me like, you know, I'm over there for like breakfast and like to visit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why can't you meet anybody nice? And I'm like, I meet, you know, like kind of like the good fellas.
I was going to say, is this like a good fellas?
I meet nice girls all the time.
I meet a nice one almost every night, Mom.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I'm free.
My mom, because I want to be with you.
I want to be with you, Mom, and I'm marrying
you. My mom is very worried about me because she feels like I'm giving so much of myself and I'm so charming and I'm so lovable.
When are you going to settle down?
But nobody's giving me that in return. And I'm like, yeah, but I get cash.
Yeah, but she's like, you know what you don't get though, Billy? Love.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get love, Billy.
So, but you only ever see my mom.
Okay.
Okay, and then...
Does she live in Kevin Costner's Oceanside fuck pit? Where does that come from?
Yeah, because we're in Northern California.
So she just lives in a giant Oceanside fuck pit. How does that explain? Is Billy's, like, family very wealthy?
No, this is in Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, but it's huge.
No, but we live in Half Moon Bay. The movie's going to take place at... Don't worry about the Kevin Costner.
It's coming in later.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were
I'll
there
let you
now.
Know.
Okay, all right. I was picturing Billy walking the grounds.
Well, he does, but not yet.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom's like, you're always like so lovely to give everybody a piece of you, but like you don't ever get anything back. Like it's just money. Like, you know, and I'm just like, Ma, oh my God. Like I'm happy where I am right now. Like I'm making pretty good money.
I'm making good money.
I'm helping people out. I like all my clients. You know, like this is good. Like I wish that you would just be supportive. And so then I leave my mom's house and like then there's me like walking around and I'm just kind of like looking around. I'm in Northern California. I'm going to coffee shops and I'm seeing a bunch of people and they're in love.
Looking at seals
like,
and shit.
Yeah, they're in love. Like there's like people hugging each other and like, you know, a woman nuzzling her head into her boyfriend's neck.
What
and,
kind
like,
of soundtrack? Songs or score going on right now? Which one?
Score.
Score, you think?
Yeah, like I want it to be, and then, you know, he's obviously, since it's Billy Crystal, he's going to see some stuff because I need to make like one of those like faces that Billy Crystal makes.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you'll have that and then you'll have another lady like maybe like pulling out a gray hair or like picking at an, you know, like something like that. You know,
okay.
So I'm seeing a bunch of loving couples, but I'm also seeing love in other, you know, like where they're caring for you and they're like, come here, let me try
you're
to pull like, your nose hair. Like
you're like George Costanza at the beach.
Yeah,
when he's
contemplative
staring
jazz
at, yeah,
music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm basically like, maybe my mom, you know. So then there's another couple of scenes with me as an escort and I'm at parties and I'm kind of having this like 1,000-yard stare.
I was going to say, looking right through
and
the
And I'm
lady.
Just like, I'm at this party and then people are asking me questions like, what do you think of that? Because I have like a fake name with all of my escorts.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would be a good Billy Crystal bit if he's a different name every time.
Yes. And then so then they
clips.
And then it like so I have the 1,000-yard stare and I've got the contemplative jazz music going. And then one of the gals at the party says like, Bill.
Oh,
I snap out of it and I'm like, huh? And then she'll ask me a question about something. And then I'm just like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So I get out of there and I'm going and I hear that. From one of my other clients that there is a party going on at Kevin Costner's house in Half Moon Bay.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oceanside fuck pit time.
So I'm like, okay, on one hand, it's a job. Like, I should, you know, I just needed to get out of that one. Maybe, you know, like I got to get my shit together. This is my job. I love my job. And I'm giving myself a little Mike Wazowski pep talk.
Okay.
Like, you know, you
I
can
like
do
it.
This.
I like
Put
it.
Put that thing back where it came from or so help me.
So help me.
So help me and cut. That's my...
Okay. Well, you're Billy Crystal.
I'm
so
Billy Crystal. I
you
can
need
do whatever
to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's important.
So I'm like, you know, telling myself to get back in there. So I show up at Kevin Costner's Oceanside fuck pit. I'm walking in and I am at this party with this woman, and whomst do I see?
Whomst.
But Piper Perabo.
Oh, no.
On air talent for Half Moon Bay News. Morning news. And my.
Boy, she had to look to Half Moon Bay Morning News. She's the like morning anchor.
Yeah, and she is stunning. And I mean glowing,
oh,
like a honey blonde brown hair. Beautiful.
Well, made up like an anchor woman, too. She just
made
came
up,
from the
And she,
set.
I mean, she's wearing a beautiful dress. Like, she looks stunning. And I'm here, and my date is beautiful.
I'm sure.
But not Piper Perabo.
Well, I mean, she's not a news anchor, obviously.
No.
She's not going to be stunning like this.
No.
Yeah.
So
Piper Perabo
so,
doesn't pay for...
I'm being paid
yeah.
to, like, be this person's boyfriend for the evening, essentially. And I'm introduced to Piper Perabo as,
yeah.
you know, this is Kenneth.
You Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a different
true.
Person now.
That's true.
She so she's like, hi, nice to meet you. And I'm like... I'm instantly like cringing because I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to not do this escorting thing anymore. And I'm going to go out with Piper Perabo. And I'm already
yeah.
trying to figure out like, how am I going to explain this to her that this means nothing to me? It's just a paycheck. Like, I don't sleep with any of these people. I don't like, you know, whatever.
Which is, I'm sure,
and,
what Billy Crystal's encountered in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm trying to figure out how like I can like get her alone. So that I can talk to her and just kind of like joke around with her. Because I'm pretty sure that's going to break the ice, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
so,
going to do the trick, I think.
Yeah, so she's over and she's over by like the hors d'oeuvres. She's over by the cheese balls and the charcuterie, obviously. So I'm going to go hang out over there too because I'm going to go get some. And I'm like, hey. And then she goes, Kenneth, right? And I was like, okay, actually, no. Like, you know, and I try to like be funny and like, you know, be charming about it. And
oh, man, he's
so
going to spill it.
I just spill it. And Piper Perabo kind of giggles because she can't believe that I would be so honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And then she's like, wait, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a male escort. And like, I'm basically like a temporary boyfriend for the evening. And she's like, just so I can make you look good, like at places. And she's like, oh my God, I actually might need that because I'm super busy.
Oh, I thought she was going to do a story about him. Okay, this is even different. Okay,
no.
Good deal, good deal. I get what you're, I like this better.
So she's like, holy shit, well, this needs to be a rom-com.
Yeah, I thought she was
going
to like do a story on him and then fall in love with him or something.
No.
I thought that was where you
so
were
So she's
going.
Like, that's awesome because I might need that. Like,
okay.
For me, because I can never meet anybody. My mom's always breaking my balls about it, and she always wants me to meet somebody. And so she's like, I think that, you know, this will be so, like, whatever.
Okay. He's like, me too.
And he's like, yeah, my mom's always breaking my balls that I can't find a nice lady. And, like, then that's funny because, like, a nice lady because we pay, you know what I mean? Like,
getcha. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. So she's like, okay, cool. Can I have your phone number?
It's their first cutesy moment.
Yeah. And so they're, you know, it's giggling, it's flirting, it's business.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'm like waiting for Piper Perabo to call me because I know she wants to hire me for some reason. I just don't know for what. Like, she said that is useful, but like, did she just try to say that just to make me feel okay?
Yeah, and is she gonna like talk about me on the news
mm-hmm.
or something? Who knows?
I'm playing like basketball.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, I'm playing basketball like with my
okay.
friends and stuff, and I'm like talking about it, and like, I hope she calls me. I mean, she's stunning. Like, have you seen that lady? Like, you know, blah blah blah. So, you know, I'm just going about my day and I see like a missed call when I'm at a party with a date.
Okay.
And it's Piper Perabo. She texts me.
It's the Perabs. She's in.
She texts me
and
like, hey, Kenneth, like with a little like winky face.
Oh, no.
And then like, you know, are you busy this day? Like whatever. And then so as soon as I confirm my schedule, I'm like, yeah, I've got nothing going on that day. She's like, okay, cool. I'll find out deets on how to pay you and whatever. But, you know, more info to come. So I'm like, great. So I have a date with her.
Okay. Here we go. It's all set up.
I go on a date with her.
Crystal,
I meet up with something.
Perabo.
I meet up with her. And it's at like a function. It's not necessarily like, you know, gala level, but like, you know, I'm wearing a button up.
Okay, but not a black tie. We're not talking tuxedo.
It's not a black tie. Like, I just look nice.
You're not raising money for the spotted owl or anything tonight. Gotcha.
So we're hanging out. We're doing that. And that was a good time. She finds that it's relatively, you know, reasonably priced for me. So she's like, you know, for her to pay. So she's like, cool. Like, I'll just have you be my boyfriend all the time. Because, you know, like, you're just basically going to be on the payroll.
Gotcha. I just, we're going to hire you on.
Yeah.
You're my new boy. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Like, this is guaranteed money for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I also think that she's beautiful.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
So.
There's going to be a big punch in the face coming here soon, though.
Do you remember that I said when I was over at my mom's house, like, you only ever see my mom, but she always mentions a man's name, and I don't ever call that man dad. I just repeat, like, Jack or, like, whatever, right? Okay. So
Willie.
I'm back at home. I go to see my mom. I go to visit her. It's been a couple of weeks. You know, I stop by and I say hello to her. And she's like, hi, like, have you thought about what I said the last time that I saw you? Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, you know, Ma, I've met somebody. Because I'm like, I'm trying to be funny. Like, I'm in a contracted relationship with her. So, but, like, I'm, you know, it's long term.
But, hey, Leah's mom. Yeah, I get you.
You know, I'm trying to be funny. Like, no, hey, I'm in a contract. So that means I'm in a relationship.
I'm going to see her every day, Mom.
Yeah, I'm not just going lady to lady. I'm going, like, I've got a steady lady.
Yeah.
So I'm making jokes about that. My mom's like, whatever. And I ask her, like, hey, how's so-and-so? And she's like, oh, he's fine. Like, you know, he's coming here this week. Because Jack is my stepdad.
Yeah.
And he works in another country sometimes.
Oh.
So then he comes back and then, you know, it's kind of like.
He's like an international businessman. He's like somebody from Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
One of the guys from Mamma Mia who's just doing international business somewhere.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what he does.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's a montage of me going out Piper Parabo. We're having a great time. We're really starting to get to know each other and we start to love each other.
Hanging out every night.
We're hanging out almost every night. We're, you know, everybody thinks that we're a great couple. They're like, wow, like, where did you find him? And I'm like, oh, you know, the white pages. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I make a bunch of jokes like that.
Give me a laugh. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha.
Yeah.
Oh, she pays me by the hour.
Yellow, like, pages know. For S, under S for stud. Oh.
Yeah. And then, I'm sorry. Do you see this shirt? Yeah, it's boyfriend material. Like, I'm making a bunch of lame jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you're pulling up.
Everybody loves me. Everybody's saying that they love me and whatever. And I'm starting to get confused because the lines are,
they're
blurring.
Things are blurred.
They're blurring.
Things are blurred. We don't know what we're going to do here.
So I'm trying to, you know, hype myself up for telling Piper Parabo that I love her.
Oh, that you. This is more than
business.
Because
I'm like, this is, yeah, I don't think it's right that maybe, I should work for you anymore because I'm starting to get feelings with you.
Maybe there's a scene of him, like, gathering up the money that he got from her, writing her a check for, you know, he's giving her money back.
Yeah. I'm giving the money back. I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm talking with my friend, maybe Philip Seymour Hoffman. I don't know.
Is he still alive whenever this is made?
I can put him in my movie.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how I should tell her that I love her or, like, that I like her or, you know, how can I ask her out on a date?
You're
like,
more than
Maria,
a trick,
where
baby.
She's not, where she's not paying me.
Yeah. Tell her she's more than a trick.
Yeah. So I go and I go back home. And my mom got remarried, like, long after I've been out of the house. So, like, I don't know much about my new stepdad. Like, I just know that this is who my mom is married to.
They could have some, like, weird things that they're doing. Ma, what are you guys doing now? And they're doing some weird shit around the house, like that Matthew McConaughey movie.
Yeah, so I go and I visit my mom, and my mom is, like, hurriedly, like, you know, Jack is home, and she's, like, she's gathering, and she's getting ready, and she's like, oh, honey, I wish that you would have called, because I would have told you that we're on our way out.
Gotta leave.
We're leaving right now. And I'm like, where are you guys going? And she's like, oh, we're going to go and visit Jack's daughter because she lives around here.
Oh.
And we're going to go and see him and her, you know, and she's got a new house and she's like, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And then you want to come with. And I'm like, you know, my mom has asked me to make an effort with Jack. So, like, yeah, I'm going to go do that. So I go and I go and I meet. And lo and behold.
And Billy Crystal and Jack would be pretty funny in the car, too.
Yes.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's a lot of charged comedy.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the house, his daughter, who opens the door but Piper Parabo?
Boom, bitches.
The Parabs.
It's the Parabinator.
Now, I am confused because I'm like, oh my God, this is my stepdad's daughter.
I thought
we
you
are
were going to say,
love.
I thought you were going to say she tried to hire him to escort her with her family that night, and he said he can't. He's busy because he has something to do with his family, and then he would show up there and he'd be like, oh, shit.
That no. Would,
okay.
No, we're going to go and see his daughter's new house.
Okay.
Because, again, she's the new on-air talent in town.
That's
for the
true.
Local news.
Gotcha.
And so then she's like, oh, we're going to go see his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it.
And then there's a quiet, like, yelling scene of me like, Mom, why didn't you tell me that his daughter is like blah blah blah? I would have
I like this. She just came in from Tacoma.
Yeah, and then my mom is just like, what is your problem? Like, you just did a pop in at my house, so like how would I know to tell you this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and prepare you for this, you know. So that's some funny bit between me and my mom.
Him and his mom arguing in the bathroom or something.
Mom, what are you doing? Like, you know.
Hold on. Yeah, we'll be right there. No, mom, I don't know, Mom.
No, just washing my hands. Yeah. Mom. Anyway, so I go out there. Now I got to figure out how to, like, introduce myself to Piper Perabo without my mom knowing that this is the lady that I've been seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Because my mom's going to hit me.
Okay.
So anyway, I introduce myself. Piper Perabo is kind of like freaked out by the fact that I am her stepbrother and she doesn't call me for a while.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, well, like, I really
it doesn't
depend
make
that income.
Yeah.
I depend on this income. And like, do I call her? Like, do I wait for her to call me? Like, what do I do?
It's beyond income,
this is
too.
Technically a business relationship.
Technically.
I mean, we haven't kissed or anything, but like, I like her, so this is a problem.
There's definitely feelings in the mix here now. Yeah, in true rom-com fashion.
Finally, I decide to text her, and it just says, scene. She left me on read, and I'm like, excuse me. So I'm like really confused.
Motherfucker.
And finally, I go to the radio studio, and I'm like, yo, like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Why are you like this? And like the radio, no, not radio,
TV
studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought she was on air. What are we talking about? Like,
and,
on TV.
Well, I mean,
TV.
She could be on air.
Yeah, but TV. Yeah.
Anyway, so I go to the TV station and I'm like, hey, like, because I know that she'll talk to me there because she's going to be there. And plus, it'll be funny because then it's me arguing like the producer or something like that.
Or, yeah, something
and
through,
I'm like,
through
do
the
you mind
soundproof glass could
telling
be
me, like, and, you know, so we have this very heated moment where she's like, well, I was just confused because I liked you and I didn't know if you liked me and blah, blah, blah. And then I found out that you're my dad's new wife's son and, like, that kind of freaked me out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know it freaked me out, too. But, I mean, technically, our parents didn't get married until, like, I've never even heard of you, so.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Then we're together.
But wouldn't it be great just in that mix while they're doing that and resolving that, they finally look over and the producer's like waving his arms like
no,
crazy.
No, that's definitely happening.
And pointing and they've been on the air the whole time.
Yeah,
this has all been broadcast.
Happening.
Yeah.
That would be great. But I just mean, like, that's the end of the movie, is that they're just like, yeah, it's fine.
And then they just decide it's good.
Yeah.
And everybody know, and they can't even hide it because everyone, literally everyone in Half Moon Bay knows about it.
That's perfect. Anyway, what do you think?
I like this movie. This is a good movie. I think it's good because it's more comedy than anything. I think we're cutting the romance to a minimum.
I think I could do this on a pretty low budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I could do this like maybe $20 million.
I think a lot of this is Billy Crystal jokes. It's just, you know,
this is all
having
Billy Crystal interaction, so you can get away with like $20 million. And I think I'm going to do pretty well on the first weekend.
It's reminding me of like an old Rodney Dangerfield movie where like he's just going to carry it. Doesn't matter that, he's going back to college. It'll be hilarious to watch him dive. That'll be funny. Yeah.
And I'm going to put commercials for this on like TLC shows. Because I think that it would really appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, because I could see that because she's doing that. Yeah, that would work. Or, I'm trying to think what else you could do. But I think TLC would be the place to
that's what I'm doing.
Advertise, make sure you get it on like a 90 Day Fiancé.
That's
or
my
like,
movie.
Or one of those whatever the hell things, So, my God,
that was a good movie.
I think we have two good movies here.
We have two great movies.
I think we just really put some shit together on here. That wasn't bad at all. Two kick-ass movies.
Two powerhouse movies.
I think they're, I don't know who wouldn't buy them, put it that way. Who's not going to buy that?
Yeah.
Who's not going to buy the Bateman-Aguilera story. Or, I mean,
Billy Crystal and Piper Parabo.
The
star
power of Crystal and Parabo up on the screen. The pure sex of Crystal and Parabo. I don't see how anyone could resist that, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
I don't see how you could either.
No.
But anyway, usually we do like two, like, so James does two movies and I do two movies. But today we decided that we're really going to get in detail on that we're going to do. And we're actually going to like try. Because normally we just try to get through it and just kind of...
Well, we make it real just kind of silly and whatever. And this time we're like, we're going to actually construct plots here. We're going to do this the right way, goddammit.
Yeah, we're going to write a movie. So anyway, I've always wanted to see those like quick like computer animations for these movies because like just the movies that we make, like if you go back and listen to our other ones on Patreon, like I just think some of them would be so funny. Like Dictator Dolly as like a little animated thing would be...
Dictator Dolly taking over Seattle was good. And the one time I got... Drew Barrymore is a cab driving mermaid in the 1960s. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with
this? How do you do this?
This is just a disaster. She's a cab driver and a mermaid.
You never know what you're going to get when you play Make Your Own Rom-Com.
Never.
But you do know that when you listen to Make Your Own Rom-Com, that it is always a good time.
Always a good time.
So subscribe on Patreon if you feel like playing that more with us. I am trying to figure out how I can make it into a thing so I can sell it because it is really fun.
It is fun. Or you can make your own. You know the rules.
Yeah. So you guys can make your own movies and it would be so fun.
Yeah. You can make your own game even. You know the rules and how it is.
Yeah.
Put one together, carve some dice out of some soap or something. I don't know. Wow. Do some weird prison shit. I don't know.
Anyway. My own husband.
I'm sorry. I was just joking.
All right. Anyway. So, yes, this game is super fun. Everybody loves to play it, except for, I don't know, James for some reason.
I have a great time. I love playing it. How often do I get to screw around and not have to...
And make awful, tragic things happen to families in movies.
Yeah, I like making up a story. It's more fun.
It's much more fun.
And having to tell these truthful ones
anyway,
all the time.
If these movie studios want to hear more
ideas,
we're open.
We will just make a film from Make Your Own Rom-Com. We'll pick out of the hat and we'll be like, that's your screenplay right there. What do you think?
If you give us a budget, we will make so many great rom-coms for you.
I wonder how many, like, if you had somebody who's gotten shit greenlit before and, like, knows how to pitch their shit, how many just random things you could pick out of the piles that they could actually sell?
Yeah.
It's probably 50-50.
My movie was really good. I would go see that.
I don't know if Piper Parabo and Billy Crystal are going to sell it as the leads, though. That's going to be a rough one. I don't know if anyone really wants to see them.
How dare you?
I don't want to see Billy Crystal making out with Piper Parabo. That's just a weird scene that I don't want to be there for. Do you? No.
Okay. So anyway, that was Make Your Own Rom-Com.
Oh, it was. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you for hanging out with us. We hope that you enjoyed a little break from talking shit about movies, and instead, we made our own.
That anyone can talk shit about.
That anyone can talk shit about, and if you want to go talk shit about it, go heigle yourselves.
Go heigle yourselves, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.